Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: continued windy with some snow and a low of 29. A winter weather advisory is in effect until midnight tonight for Racine and Kenosha counties. A wind advisory continues for Milwaukee County until 9 p.m. Fire caused an estimated $20,000 damage to a home in Racine this morning. A neighbor passing by the home at 1936 Case Avenue spotted smoke. After knocking on the door and finding no one was home, he called 911. Firefighters traced the origin of the fire to the area between the ceiling of the first floor bathroom and the second floor. The cause is under investigation. The homeowner was at work in Kenosha when the fire was discovered. No one was injured. Pleasant Prairie firefighters had to be called when a container being removed from a suspected drug lab by DEA agents caught fire yesterday morning. The DEA was working with the Kenosha Drug Operations Group in the investigation, which they say included several prior controlled purchases of methamphetamine and marijuana from Clayton Jones. As KDOG members were preparing to execute a search warrant at a home in the 1700 block of 104th Street, Jones drove away and was arrested by a Kenosha Sheriff's Canine Unit and Pleasant Prairie Police. According to a news release during the search, the Milwaukee DEA clandestine lab team removed several hazardous items from the home, including the container that began to smoke and then ignited. Pleasant Prairie firefighters were able to safely put out the flames and no one was injured. A dog in the home was turned over to animal control. KDOG is recommending nearly a dozen charges against Jones, including delivery and manufacture of meth, delivery of marijuana, and maintaining a drug house. A 24/7 Wall Street survey compared salaries, the percentage of people with a bachelor's degree, population growth, unemployment rates, and 46 other criteria for its report on the best state in which to do business. And it says number one is Utah, with Minnesota 5th, Iowa 19th, Michigan 29th, Wisconsin 33rd, and Illinois 37th.
The Tax Foundation's Tax Climate Index notes that Wisconsin corporations are subject to one of the heaviest tax burdens in the country. Private citizens in the state also heavily taxed, the typical resident paying 11% of their income, according to the report, when it comes to state and local taxes. That is the fifth largest portion of any state. This report also says that high taxes may be partially contributing to Wisconsin's healthy infrastructure, and that, according to the report, tends to augment business activity. I'm Tom Carkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.
It's getting down to recommendation time for the Racine County Task Force on the Future of the Ridgewood Care Center, which holds another meeting tonight at the Ives Grove office complex. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave tells WRJN News the group has looked at a number of different areas to try to figure out what's best for the facility, which gets high marks from the state. Delagrave says this is about being proactive versus reactive with today's financial realities, whether the county continues to operate the facility or it's sold to a private company.
We have limited resources left available to keep it open. Nothing's been ruled out. In fact, I ran Ridgewood as the administrator for 3 years. My heart is very close to it. And even I have to recognize the fact that that is a possibility. And it's a road that we need to at least walk down and look at very seriously.
The task force could come up with a recommendation at tonight's meeting, though Delagrave says the current schedule is not set in stone. A meeting with other county officials, including supervisors, is currently set for next Monday night. The recently announced Gateway Promise program to help students with the cost of higher education continues to be applauded by officials in the community. Racine County Board Vice Chair Pamela Zenner-Richards told her colleagues last night that as a member of the Gateway Board, this was an easy thing to approve.
This is not taxpayer dollars. This is all privately funded. We have raised $1.5 million. Our goal is $3 million. to get this program off and running. And I was there last week when we announced this, and I will tell you the excitement made my heart beat faster.
Almost a third of the Gateway Promise program's donated endowment funding has come from the S.C. Johnson family and the company's top executive, Fisk Johnson, personally. Kenosha residents have until Friday to offer comments about what to do with Kennedy Drive through an online survey. The city's popular lakefront roadway from 38th to 44th Street is targeted for at least a badly needed resurfacing, but with the possibility of additional work as part of an overall planning process. A hired consulting firm's presented options are part of the online survey. A link to that survey is on the City of Kenosha website. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.